You're good. I'd like to call the Taney County Planning Commission public hearing and regular meeting to order Monday, September 13, 2021. Scott, would you establish a quorum, please?
Yes. Dave Stewart. Tom Holman.
Here.
Randy Hayes.
Here.
Roger Haynes.
Here.
Doug Fabian.
Here.
Randy Fogle. Howard Kitchen. George Kramer.
Is here.
Devin Huff.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
Okay. Would you provide an explanation of the meeting procedures?
Yes. I'd like to welcome everyone to the September 13th, 2021 Taney County Planning Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning and conditional use application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence of Exhibit A, staff report for each case is Exhibit B, staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing this evening. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the Planning Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Then present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the Planning Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the Planning Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the Planning Commission will consider the application for a vote. You may leave after your case has been heard.
Okay, has everybody had a chance to review the minutes?
Move to approve.
We have a motion to approve by Devin.
I'll second it.
We have a second by George. All those in favor, raise your right hand. Aye.
Aye.
Minutes approved.
I'll make a motion to for a four-minute time limit for speakers other than the applicant.
Okay, we have a motion for a four-minute time limit. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. But all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion approved. Okay, our first item is Quality Structures Rezoning, item 21-006.
Okay. Quality Structures of Arkansas, LLC, is seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a rezoning request for three parcels located at 201 Stinger Drive, Branson. The existing property is currently zoned NR1, Single Family Nightly Rental District, and A1, Agricultural District. The rezoning request is for RV1, Recreational Vehicle Park District. The three parcels approximately total 33.8 acres in size with no structures on the property. Properties served by Public Water District Number 3 for water, City of Branson for sewer, and Liberty Utilities for electric. Access from the parcel is off Bee Creek onto Stinger Drive. The zoning properties are as follows. There's 15 acres to the north, the Bee Creek apartments that are zoned R3, multifamily district, residential district. South, 21 acres, zoned A1, agricultural district. East is Branson Storage, zoned C2, commercial. The Tabernacle Church, zoned A1, agricultural, and 2 acres that are zoned A1 that has a single-family residence on it. To the west is U.S. Highway 65. So looking at our screen, here's our three parcels, highlighted in yellow. Just zoomed in. Bee Creek runs north-south, Stinger. These are the Bee Creek apartments.
get your bearings. This is Highway 65. So here's our zoning layer from Beacon. Shows the R3, shows this as the NR1. This little piece was acquired after this and added to their own. They bought it. And then A1. And then there's our percentages within 1,000 feet, not to include the applicant's parcel. Planning Commission didn't have any questions. I'd turn it over to the applicant at this time. I did have a couple pictures. These are fairly recent, probably a week to 10 days. I'm on the Stinger Road just before it turns. And there's where it turns to go north to the apartments. There's a look back towards Bee Creek. This is Layton's Automotive Repair on the left that you guys saw. And with that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
Okay. So we're looking to build approximately 140 space RV campground, own and operate it.
I gave them the map if they want to open it up. Pass around. There you go.
Sir, could you state your name just for the record, please?
Dwight Clammers.
Okay. Tom, you have a chance to look at this?
Yeah, no, I didn't.
Okay, go ahead. Well,
I've already looked at it.
Go ahead.
So we intend to have the 140, almost all pull-through spaces. We're working with the Corps to do a lake. We don't really have approval for that yet. Putt-putt, clubhouse, swimming pool.
Does anybody here on the board have any questions for this applicant?
I've got one. You do have an easement to go down Stinger?
I believe we actually own that, the road. We own the road and the easement, yes.
Okay.
The apartments have an easement also.
Okay.
You know how wide that easement is?
I don't.
It's like a 50-foot right-of-way, 25 feet.
Speak for or against?
For you. Take a motion. Okay. And then the first part of Stinger is dedicated to the public as a road right-of-way, and then he was correct. It's showing where that is under their ownership, and the apartments have the easement.
Our intent is to make the entrance to the campground furthest to the east there on Stinger.
And that's pretty much where I was standing taking those photos. I was just standing right there at the entrance.
At the southwest corner, are those going to be little permanent buildings?
The topograph is fairly steep, so we were going to do like a parallel parking style site.
Along with you.
It's So the concept before the Planning Commission is not what you're approving. You're just approving a rezone recommendation approval or denial. We'll have to go through all the particulars in the RV1 section to see if that meets all the criteria that you guys approved when you presented the April zoning regulation change.
Anybody else have any questions? Is anybody in the audience here to speak for this rezone? See no. Anybody here to speak against this rezone? Okay. Do we have anybody here on the board wants to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to rezone it. RV1.
Chairman Hayes, would you just read that motion prepared and then see if that's okay. The motion Doug wants to present to the County Commission?
Motion to recommend approval of application RZ2021-006 for an amendment to the Taney County zoning maps by Quality Structures of Arkansas, LLC, for the parcels located at 201 Stinger Road, Branson, to be rezoned from NR1 and A1 zoning district to RV1 zoning district in the form of a resolution sent to the Taney County Commission. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Tom Holman with a second. All those in favor, raise your right hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed?
Okay. Chairman Hayes, would you let them know when their county commission meeting is before they...
The county commission meeting will be September 27th at 9 a.m.
Okay, thank you. See you then.
Okay, our next project is 21-007, another rezoning.
Thank you. Hello.
Jeremy. Sure. State your name, please.
Yeah, my name is Jeremy Doutenhahn.
All right.
Okay. We actually have case number 21-007 and 21-008. We're going to hold a public hearing. I asked the applicant if that was okay. We'll do the public hearing all in one setting, but then the motion would have to be on separate 007 and then another motion for 008. So Cedar Farmsteads, LLC, seeking Planning Commission recommendation for the County Commission to approve a rezoning request for an approximate 12.8-acre parcel at 165 Siler, approximate 7.7-acre parcel located at 200 and 250 Siler Road, Richdale. The existing properties are currently zoned A1, agricultural. The rezoning request is for NR1, single-family nightly rental district. Per the assessor's information, the 165 Siler Road parcel has a mobile home and a garage, which has recently been taken down the last time I was by. The 200 and 250 parcel has one single-family home currently being used as a nightly rental unit under a special use permit prior to the zoning regulation conditional use permit. That was permit number 18036. He also has permit number 20021 for a second special use permit for nightly rental, and that one would be located at 200 Siler Road. Properties are served by private well for water and on-site septic system for wastewater and White River Electric for electric. Access to the parcels are from Siler Road.
The adjoining properties are as follows. North, 28 acres, zoned A.